today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
The perfect work of patience. How many times have you been asked to be patient? How many times have you been told you don't have enough patience? Have you ever been told the key to your situation is to exercise patience? I know you've been told patience is a virtue. A possible interpretation of patience as a virtue could be the ability to wait calmly on something without getting angry or upset. It is a valuable quality in a person. I have lived long enough to become very familiar with patience. I've had to wait patiently for a lot of things. One of the keys to patience is the ability to wait, trusting that what you are waiting for will come to pass. The ability to trust allows you to rest, not be easily shaken or disturbed. There is a reward to patience, and the opportunity to experience the reward is available in the waiting. Patience may not be the issue. Waiting with the right attitudes is what poses the greatest threat to the fruition of what you have been patient for. Do you know that patience has a perfect work? In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." The perfect work of patience assures that you will not lack any good thing that is necessary to accomplish God's will and purpose for your life. Rushing into things is not consistent with how God works. Whenever we encounter a trial, James admonishes you and I to count it all joy. That may seem strange to others, but to you and I, we are able to count it all joy because we know that God, through His Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, has it all worked out according to His plan. We can count it all joy because our focus is on our trust in the Lord and the promise He made. The natural man's response to trials is not to rejoice. Therefore, you and I must make a conscious commitment to face our trials with joy. Patience teaches us to withstand tenaciously the pursuit of a trial until God removes it at His appointed time, and we cherish the benefits. Patience's perfect work is not a reference to sinless perfection, but to spiritual maturity. The testing of our faith drives us to deeper communion and greater trust in Christ, qualities that in turn produces a stable, godly, and righteous character. Ask God to grant you the wisdom to accept and understand your trial. Ask God to help you hold on and hold out until change comes, but also the wisdom to rest in the presence of the opportunity to allow patience to have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, lacking nothing, and made whole. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.